I well remember being in Jeffersonville, Indiana, many years ago, to a place, an adoption agency called Child Place. And I well remember when the lady there, the director, brought in this little tiny baby that was going to be ours. Quite a day. Adopting our first. Victoria Marie. Probably good she's not here today, because her and I would probably be crying. So it's probably good. You know, belonging to a family, you know, feeling a part of one, those are essential to most people's happiness, their well-being. And certainly that was true for us and true for her. The Bible talks about the process by which someone becomes a child of God. And it's often described as a birth, like the talk Jesus had with Nicodemus in John 3, the new birth. But it's also called an adoption that we'll read about in Ephesians chapter 1. Now, we've heard, and from me, you've heard many, many lessons about the new birth and becoming a child of God, but very few given about adoption. So what does it mean, and why does the Bible describe this as an adoption? Our text this morning is going to come from Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading there in verse 3 and read down through verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll notice where this text talks about being adopted into the family of God. Ephesians 1 verse 3 and following, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." And that's a really important phrase when we're talking about being adopted. "In him," referring to Christ, "we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." The first thing I want us to note here when we're talking about being adopted is that those that are adopted are chosen by God. Chosen by God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Peter refers to this in the following way. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, Peter says, and he's talking to Christians, "But you are a chosen generation." Chosen. "A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." He says, "Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God." Now the people of God. A chosen generation, called by God. But how does that call occur? How is one called to God? The Bible answers it for us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We don't have to wonder what it means to be called by God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 13, this is what Paul told the church at Thessalonica. Verse 13. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the very beginning of time, chose you for salvation." Those Christians at Thessalonica were chosen for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Now, verse 14 is critical in understanding what verse 13 means. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. How were Christians called? How did they become chosen? Well, they were called by the gospel. God chose that those people who obeyed the gospel, obeyed the truth, would be adopted. They would be children of God. So they were called through the gospel, and those that accepted the gospel, those that obeyed the gospel, believed the gospel, were children of God. And that's how they became children of God. So God didn't just arbitrarily, before time, you know, just picked out people for sanctification and salvation. No. He chose the group of people, the kind of people that would become children of God. Those were the ones who answered the call of the gospel. They heard it, they believed it, and they obeyed it. Those were the chosen. Those are the called of God. Now, he's given everyone the opportunity.